And hello and welcome to Business Radio X, a very special event going on right now at the Gas South Convention Center. This is the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce Global Chamber Mixer. And we are joined, as we get started, with Nick Messino, the CEO and president of the Gwinnett Chamber. And Nick, last time we did this, we were talking about it before we came on the air. We had you last and you had no voice left. So we're getting you first today.
Yeah, I'm fresh tonight, Mike. Thank you so much for having me early.
So we have a fresh Nick in the house. What's going on tonight? What is the purpose of this event?
Thank you for asking. Thank you for being involved in this and being a partner since the beginning. Our goal and purpose is to celebrate the incredible international uniqueness of Gwinnett County. With a million people in Gwinnett County, 25% of it, 250,000 people born outside the United States, we've invited all of those communities that have called Gwinnett home, immigrants from around the world that have chosen to move themselves and their families and their businesses to Gwinnett County. We're celebrating that tonight with over 18 different bilateral international chambers.
Do you want to talk about some of the chambers that you've invited, and how do you invite them? What do you say? What is, you know, what do you tell them? Here's the purpose. Here's why we'd love you to participate.
Sure. Because there's so many, I don't want to talk about any specific one.
Don't want to leave anybody out. Just sound like a politician.
Please, please don't accuse me of that. How do they get invited? How do they get associated with us? And there's probably two or three different patterns. Some of them, we've had a decade plus worth of relationship. And 5 years ago, we started to turn those relationships into a memorialized document by signing a memorandum of understanding between our Chamber of Commerce and their Chamber of Commerce. And when we're probably at our 14th MOU signing in, and as a board member, you've been there for many of those signings.
Yep.
And it really formalizes the relationship. And in those MOUs, memorandum of understandings, it says we're going to do things together. Well, this is one of those things. And we said, we don't want to do 18 different events with 18 different bilateral chambers. Why don't we just bring them all together? And they love it because they're not only getting to network with our members, they're getting to network with 18 other chambers members. So it's just been a really fun thing. The other ones that I said there was different ways that people, they had a pathway to getting here tonight. They found out about this last year and they called us up and said, hey, we're the Belgian Chamber. We don't have an MOU with us. Can we get together and discuss it? And so it started with a meeting and a connection and how can we collaborate? And then it may have led to an MOU or just an invitation to be with us tonight.
Yeah, I look at the list and it's definitely more diverse and more chambers than I've ever seen before in the years of doing this. There's also this cool food element tonight. How does that tie in?
Well, I think when we all think about different cultures, you immediately think about the smell and the taste of a certain culture or food that you like. And there is a potpourri of foods here tonight. I'm really excited. And there's no better way to connect in a culture. I mean, I know, like, as someone that grew up in the Northeast, there'd be an Italian festival or a Greek festival or an Irish festival. And you wanted to go. Sure, there's cool cultural dancing and all that, but there's great food. And so I just think that's the best way to bring people together.
And you're going to be speaking about midway through the event tonight. What are your remarks going to be like?
Just thank you, everyone, for being here. Is that together we make a great community. And it's just an opportunity to get a representative of each of the chambers on stage to introduce themselves, take a nice group photo. And this thing is not about talking, it's about connecting and the networking that will take place. This is a 3-hour event, and as you know, as being involved with all of them, it will go 3 hours straight. There will be people at the end that are going to be like, it's time to go home, because it's just so rare that you bring all these organizations together.
Thanks for bringing that up, because I was thinking it was a 2-hour event. I just realized I'm going to be getting home a lot later tonight than I thought.
Yeah, your voice is going to be shot now.
I think both of us. So it's a good thing we got this out of the way early. But of course, Nick with the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, any parting thoughts before we get started talking to some of the other chamber presidents and CEOs?
No, and I just wanted to say to you, Mike, when I listened to this first podcast, when we did it in year two, I loved it. I just thought it was really cool to hear the perspectives. You do a very good job of bringing out people to communicate and share. And I just really, probably one of my favorite podcasts I've ever listened to.
It is, because the diversity of the people you talk to.
Yes.
And so we're excited about tonight's event. Thank you for having Business Radio X here. Nick Messino, the president and CEO of the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. Plenty of interviews to come along right here on Business Radio X. We're at the Global Chamber Mixer presented by the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce.